some days we just don't feel up to the things that we have to do, both at work and in our personal lives. Some days we just need an extra helping of wisdom and discernment. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's fabulous to be back with you today as we take a look at growing in wisdom and improving our discernment from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about the powerful prayer that could be coming your way to help you through whatever you happen to be dealing with in your life just at the moment. Last week and this week on A Different Perspective, we're working through a whole bunch of things that they forgot to teach us when we were growing up. Our sort of basic life skills of dealing with our own blind spots and learning to listen and collaborating and communicating and signalling issues and dealing with knee-jerk reactions. The sort of things that don't fit into a curriculum anywhere in our education. But on the other hand, the sort of things that are so important in us leading fruitful and satisfying lives where we have good relationships with other people. And when we take some of those gaps that we each have in our knowledge and our behaviour and our experience, and we fill them with God's wisdom, you know, it makes for a rich life. It kind of makes sense to me. Today I'd like to talk about wisdom and discernment. God talks a lot about those things in His Word, in the Bible. Things are not always what they seem. People have faces. As we're busy and we're tired, I remember when I was in the army and we were training out on exercise, we used to get fatigued and hungry. And I imagine when people are shooting real bullets at you, you're really afraid. And the term that the military uses for that is the fog of war. All of a sudden, you can't see exactly what's going on. You don't know what the enemy's doing and where they're going to attack from. And your judgment's clouded because of fear and fatigue. In the heat of the battle, it's often difficult to make good decisions. I love this line that Graham shared with me, the friend of mine whom I was telling you about sitting and thinking. Young man, when you sit and think, mostly you just sit. Now, I've worked closely with this man over the last 17 years, and I would love a dollar for every time that he'd ring me up early one morning and say, that thing that we were talking about yesterday, I've been turning it over in my mind, thinking about it. And then he would share his ideas, and it never ceased to amaze me the really sensible, wise things that this guy would come up with overnight. You know, after looking at this for a few years, I talked to him about it, and I love this phrase, I've been turning it over in my mind. Isn't that a beautiful phrase? He's been taking this issue or this problem that we've had, and overnight, maybe in the shower, maybe when he was up early in the morning, he's just been turning it over. I remember once he and I had a consulting firm, and we were partners in this firm. We had a very difficult client, a woman in her 50s, and he was driving down the freeway, and she rang him on his mobile phone, and he told me about it later. He said, you've never heard anything like this. This woman hurled abuse at me for 10 minutes down the phone line. And I said to him, well, what did you do? And he said, well, I didn't react. I said, that's very interesting. Let me take it away. Let me think about it, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And interesting. He always used to buy himself time and space to deal with difficult issues. And then by the next day, he would have turned this difficult issue over. And I remember him ringing me the day after this conversation with this difficult client, and he said, look, I've been thinking about it. I think you and I need to go and sit and talk to her. We'll talk about this. We'll deal with that. And he came up with a plan. And I stood back in awe of this plan, and I thought, this is really clever stuff. God makes it clear that wisdom and discernment is a gift. There's a passage in the first chapter of James that says, if any of you lacks wisdom, ask God for it, and He will give it to you, because God gives generously. So there are often times when I don't know how to deal with an issue. And what I do is I take it to God, and I say, Lord, what I need is wisdom to deal with this. And I believe that time and time again, God just gives me the gift of wisdom that I need for that day. But it's not just a gift, because the gift needs time to work. Most mornings, I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning because since I was a little kid, I've been a morning person. And the first order of business for me is time with God. Let me share with you what that looks like. It's kind of a circle with three parts. In part, the time that I spend with God is prayer. And for me, that's me speaking to God. But I also spend time reading His Word, the Bible, because there's so much good wisdom in there. And it never ceases to amaze me how when I've brought a problem to Him and I open up and I'm reading the next chapter that I plan to read, He answers that very thing right there. And these words jump out at me and I think, man, there's the answer staring me in the face. And the third part of this time is kind of sitting and thinking and listening, maybe turning these problems over in my head and wondering and then saying, Lord, well, what do you think? And so often God speaks specifically and says, what about this? Or why don't you talk to that person? Or why don't you send an email? Or have you thought of doing this? Wisdom and discernment are gifts from God. Let me share with you, whether you're someone who struck up a relationship with his Jesus or not, it truly, truly works. When I have a problem at work or an issue that I don't know how to deal with in ministry, and I take it to God in this space and this time of asking, of reading, of sitting and listening and thinking, it's just amazing how the solutions just pop up either straight out of the Bible or somewhere deep inside me. And I've learned over the years what his voice sounds like, and I know what that sound is. And as time has gone on, and more confidence in hearing his voice. I believe to have a rich and full life, we need to make the time to think, the space, the quiet, no distractions, just to stop and think about difficult issues without the TV blaring or the kids talking or us having a conversation. And the second part of that for me is in this space, inviting God, the God who created the whole universe, into the space with me. And so the thinking and the praying turns out into plans, into decisions, into proactive things that I am going to do today that, I'd have to tell you, work time and time again. I'll often be thinking and praying through an issue and talk to God about it, and he'll say, ring so-and-so, send this email, sit on that one for a while. But in the meantime, do this, thinking, planning, praying, God in that space. You know something? It's a winning formula. I often feel I'm inadequate. I don't have what I need today to do what God's called me to do. But what I do know is that when I'm weak, he's strong. When I feel as though I don't have the answers, I don't, but he does. And the promise that he has for each one of us, if we'll only trust him, the one who died on the cross for you and me, if we'll only trust him and invite him into that space, he will give us the wisdom that we need if we ask him. He will give me the wherewithal I need to discern, to think, to plan, and to do. All I have to do is to make the time and make sure that when I sit and think, mostly I think, not just sit. The choice is open to each one of us. We have this opportunity. It is such an incredible gift, the wisdom and the presence and the discernment of God as we quietly listen to him and let him guide us through everything that the world has to throw at us today. I'd like to remind you that if you have a prayer need, we would love to pray for you. Listen, the only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. Just let that sink in. The only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. So if you'd like us to pray with you, in fact, if you'd like our whole prayer community to pray with you, stop by online at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request. It's completely confidential. Your name won't be displayed. And in fact, while you're there, perhaps you could pray for one or two others and leave them an encouraging word as well. The Bible says that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. So let us pray for you and with you. And let's just see what God does, how he intervenes, how he chooses to bless you. That web address again is powerfulprayer.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.